Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about when God makes a big use of small things. I'm going to read from Zechariah chapter 4, verse 10, where we read this. For who has despised the day of small things? For these seven rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. They are the eyes of the Lord, which scan to and fro throughout the whole earth. Zechariah's question rings true to us today. Almost every one of us might answer, I have despised the day of small things. Of course, the question itself reveals our heart, because none of us should despise the day of small things. After all, God has a wonderful, though perhaps difficult, purpose for those days. These words were first directed to Zerubbabel, who led the city government of Jerusalem and was in charge of the project to rebuild the temple. The work had stalled for many years, yet the Lord called it only a day of small things for Zerubbabel. It must have seemed like a very long day, because the work of the temple was paused for almost 20 years. He probably would say to God, what do you mean a day of small things? I've lived with 20 years of small things. Even so, God tells Zerubbabel not to despise the season of small things and to consider it as all just a day. In many of God's choice workers, he uses a powerful season of small things. Those days are not a mistake, nor are they a punishment. They are days of priceless shaping and preparation. They are not days to despise. Satan fears the day of small things in our life because he sees what great things God does in them and brings out of them. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 10 says, "These seven rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel." The seven mentioned there are the eyes of the Lord mentioned previously in the same context. God's eyes were happy when they saw Zerubbabel busy with the building work, with the plumb line in his hand. The eyes of the Lord see it all, and they are happy to see God's people at work. This is an important lesson for us. Though the work was empowered by the Spirit of God, Zerubbabel still needed the plumb line. He still needed to get to work. God could have given Zerubbabel a shortcut and with an instant miracle finished the work. That isn't God's normal way of doing things, because his work in the life of Zerubbabel was as important to him as his work through Zerubbabel. Now, does this explain some of the day of small things in your life? Sometimes we think that the work is more important to God than the worker. But God is truly interested in loving, growing, and maturing the worker right along with the work. God has a lot to do in our life by the day of small things, and we should never despise it. Instead, we should thank God for his love and his care and trust his wisdom when it comes to small things or great things. I hope you'll remember that and be blessed by that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.